Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 40.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 40. Good God, that is a lot of episodes. Well, I guess it's not too many, but I can't believe I'm actually at 40. That's a lot of episodes. So I'm your host, Brendan Lowe. Thank you so much for listening. In this episode, it's going to be pretty quick, but useful. All right? So everyone always wants to know, like, how do you get that? How do you play outside the key, or how do I not sound just like so beginnerish, you know? Like I want to create some like jazz sounds, you know? So if you're playing diatonically, like using the modes and just the major scale from the key that you're in, if you're in the key of C, you're playing a 2-5-1 in the key of C, D minor, G7, C, and you're using all diatonic modes, D minor, G Mixolydian, and C Ionian, right? It sounds very like beginnerish, you know, like very exercise-ish, like childish. Now, there's something that goes into creating nice melodies without playing outside the key, and I really strongly encourage you to get good at doing that so it doesn't sound childish, like create really nice melodies just using diatonic notes if you can. So if you can kind of, in that way, once you kind of master that, you can break outside the box. But I'm going to teach you how to break outside the box anyway. So what I'm going to do with you guys is show you the altered scale. And the altered scale is really great over dominant chords. And that's where it's going to be used. And it's going to allow you to create a tension type of sound, which you can release into a major 7 chord, or you don't even have to release, you can keep the tension going, but the tension is going to build over the dominant chord. So any dominant chord you have, you can play this altered scale. Now, a couple episodes back, I did a podcast on extensions, so hopefully you listened to that, you know a little bit about extensions, but in this altered scale, we're going to have some extensions, which is going to help make the scale and your improvisation sound colorful, because extensions are our colors that we use to create beautiful sounding music with. So when we're playing diatonically, we have some extensions, but they're still within the scale, so you don't really hear that nice tension. But with our altered scale, I'll show you in just a second, we're going to get some really nice tensions outside of our major scale, and thus creating that tension and release sound. So what is the altered scale? The altered scale is going to use basically most of our tensions that we can use over the dominant chord. All right, so what do I mean by that? Let's say we're in the key of F. I'm going to use the C7 altered scale. So in the key of F, C7 is our dominant chord, our 5 chord. So I'm going to show you the C7 altered scale. Now, to find our altered scale, we take our root. Root is the first note. We're going to go to, I'm going to say the extensions and the degrees of the scale. So flat 2 or flat 9, flat 3 or sharp 9. So we have two extensions so far, flat 9 and sharp 9. Okay, natural 3, sharp 4. Okay, or you can think of that as sharp 11. Okay, flat 6, or you can think about that as flat 13. Flat 7, which is just the same, flat 7 and 1. Okay, so again. 1, flat 2, flat 3, 3, sharp 4, flat 6, flat 7, and 1. You can call it, I call it sharp 4 because we're going in an upward direction. You can call this flat 5 if you want. You can call the F sharp in the C7, like the fourth note, you can call that flat 5. I just tend to call it sharp 4 because it kind of reminds me of sharp 11. That's how I think about it. But however you want to think about it, that's fine as well. All right, so we use that over our dominant chord. Okay, so in our 2-5-1, if I'm soloing over my G minor chord, okay, you hear that really nice, like kind of out sound of the altered scale, and then coming back in and resolving to F. We'll do it a little slower. Do it one more time. Okay, just gotta fix my mic here real quick. So that is the altered scale, and you can use this in you can use any of the notes from the altered scale, right? And it's gonna sound good. Any sort of, this is a really nice scale for runs too. When you guys hear those runs that people make, like Oscar Peterson makes these really nice runs, right? So you can use this altered scale for these runs that sound really nice over a dominant chord, and he would do that into a major chord, right? So that's over the 5-7, and then you resolve to the 1. And then you resolve to F major 7. But however you want to use the scale, you can. The only thing is, in your left hand, you want to match your left hand, if you're going to use this in your right hand to improvise, you want to match your left hand extensions with your right hand. So the rootless voicings I've taught you don't include some of these extensions. So until I teach you how to, well, actually I can show you how to just really quickly switch your extensions. So in your left hand, in your 2-5-1 and F, the key of F, you'll have G minor rootless voicing to C7 rootless voicing to F major 7 rootless voicing. Now on our C7 we have three. Okay, here's our one, right? So our C7 rootless voicing, this is structure 2. We have 3, 13, flat 7, and 9. So now the extensions we're using in our altered scale, we don't have natural 13 and natural 9. We have flat 13 and flat 9. Okay, so A flat and D flat, not A and D. So all we need to do in our left hand is switch A and D to A flat and D flat and keep our shells. So E and B flat we keep, okay, over the C7 chord. And A flat and D flat we're going to add in there. Okay? And that's it. Now we have two nines, right, in our scale. We have flat 9 or sharp 9. So if we want to, okay, this is another option. Okay, this is option number 2, basically. Instead of playing flat 9, we can play a sharp 9, too, on top. Okay, that's using our sharp 9 from our scale. And that's what that sound creates. Or we can use flat 9, right, the D flat. There's a really slight difference. It's really hard to hear, but basically they sound the same. One note difference. So that's our altered scale right there, okay? But again, you need to make sure your left hand matches up with the extensions, okay? So here's how that sounds with my rootless voicings. Okay, I'll do it one more time. Alright, so altered scale. So practice your altered scale in all keys. Now, there's a trick. I don't usually like to say tricks on how to imagine scales because I really want my students to learn the scale from C to C, okay, and learn the degrees of the scale. That's how you should learn all scales. You shouldn't really think about it as like, oh, well, if I think about it as an A flat, blah, 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 then it makes the altered scale. Like, if you're going along in a song and you see a C7 chord, your brain's not going to have time to think A flat Lydian or whatever, like create some sort of mixture of formula. You know, you can get to 1 plus 1 equals 2. You can get to 2 a number of different ways, but in order to do quick math, like you need to learn, you know, the directional route that's going to take you there the quickest. So that's kind of the same with these scales. That being said, though, I'm still going to offer you another way to think about the scale because it may be easier when you're first learning out. Now, if you know your melodic minor scale, which is going to be your major scale, your minor scale with a major seven. So if you take your basically your Dorian scale with a flat seven, you're basically going to play a major seven for your melodic minor scale. This is kind of classical. You don't come down like differently like in classical music and jazz. Your melodic minor scale is just your major scale with a flat third, okay? So there's my major scale. There is my melodic minor scale. Now, if we play our melodic minor scale, our D flat melodic minor scale, if we play that scale starting from C to C, I went up to D flat. See, that's what happens when you think about it in terms of a different key. I just screwed up already. I went to D flat. But if you play it from C to C, your D flat melodic minor scale, you get the altered scale, the C altered scale. So in the beginning, I understand it may be hard to think, okay, one, flat two, flat three, you know, and all the degrees, but I strongly encourage you to build your scales out that way at first so you can see it, and then you can start to imagine as different, because you really want to learn the individual degrees of each scale and how they connect to the harmonies. So you can take that concept and apply it to anything. If I want to play my G altered scale, I'm going to play an A flat melodic minor scale. All right, but I'm going to start it on G. So I play my A flat melodic minor scale starting from G and ending on G. And again, even me playing it slowly like that, when I'm thinking A flat, it's screwing me up because I'm thinking as my key center as A flat, but it's really G. So I'm telling you right now, even me who's played for a long, long time, when I start to think about A-flat melodic minor to play my G altered scale, my brain says it does something screwy, and I start thinking A-flat for some reason when I should be thinking G, right? So that's just a little warning, okay, a warning to you. But learn it both ways, and hopefully you can put that to some really good use. You can create patterns, you can do all sorts of different stuff with it, and that's a really great skill to start introducing some extensions into your improvising so you can kind of take your story, you know, through your improvisation out of the box, out of contents a little bit, and then bring it back in and then resolve it nicely to the one chord or wherever the progression is going. Thanks so much, guys, for listening to episode 40. If you want to check out my site, it's jazzpianoschool.com, and you can go there and sign up for a free membership. All of my Facebook groups, I post the lick of the day on Instagram, Jazz Piano School. All my social media is Jazz Piano School. Twitter is Jazz Piano School with an I at the end, because the Jazz Piano School with an L at the end is taken. I'm in the works of trying to get that Twitter handle. So, but if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can. And that's it. Thank you so much for joining me. And until next time, happy practicing.